annual Innovation Awards, run by Young Enterprise, has been held at the Poole Innovation Centre. It's been a chance to inspire youngsters to be entrepreneurs and make their own businesses and employ people themselves in Cornwall in the future. Now, there have been 15 teams across Cornwall taking part, and that's been whittled down to three teams who've presented at the awards. Let's hear from them. One of the companies is Zola, and we've got Sarah and Rhianne from that company. Just tell me, what do you make? I'll go to Rhianne.
We make handmade sock monkeys and hearts and just generally handmade stuff.
Okay, so just tell me how the design came through, Sarah. What did you do to come up with this?
Well, it was a joint effort. We all came up with different ideas and just mixed them all together, and then we did market research to decide what would be popular to sell.
Okay, let's have a little bit of a description of what you've got on the stall here.
We have sock monkeys, cats made out of socks, and we also have hearts made out of buttons and hearts made out of other material, rabbit heads which are made out of socks, and also one of our newest ideas is glove animals as well.
Right, I've moved across the hallway at the Poole Innovation Centre to a company called, I'm having a look, what's this? Prestige, and it says flag in a bag as well. And your name is Jordan Scotland, your managing director.
Tell me
how difficult it is being a managing director.
Well, it's quite difficult because obviously I'm the shortest of the team, and they seem to be able to boss me about, but I think I can handle myself.
Okay, so that was obviously the first business problem, how to exert yourself. Aaron Petit is the assistant managing director. Right. Just tell me about your product, what you're selling.
Okay, we're selling a beach safety product, which kids can design the front of and they can use down on the beach as a flag, so they can locate the parents, so that it prevents them from getting lost.
Is this something you've ever experienced in your life?
Yes, I've got lost many times on the beach, unfortunately. And it is quite difficult. And the RNLI have told us that a lot of children do get lost on the beach every year.
Another of the Young Enterprise groups is the Furry Youth Cafe, home of the borough, so it says on the information. And we've got Elsa Maitland, who, are you managing director?
No.
What are you?
I used to be secondary, but I'm just taking part in helping with it.
Okay, just tell me about what the Furry Youth Cafe is all about.
It's a cafe for young people in Helston to hang out and have somewhere to go and talk to their friends.
Now, you've obviously found that there is a gap in the market there. How did you find that?
We have a youth club in Helston, but there's nowhere else for us to go. So we wanted to find somewhere else for us to go, so we chose the youth cafe.
What's been the toughest part of the whole process of doing this Young Enterprise?
Probably arranging all the funding and bidding we've been putting in for.
Emma Wright is the Cornwall and Plymouth Young Enterprise Area Manager. She introduced the awards.
So what's today all about? Why are you all here? Well, it's basically our showcase event when we invite some of our young people that have been working with us on projects over the past year along to basically tell you a little bit about what they've been doing. There is, however, a slightly a different motive for them being here today, in the fact that we do run a competition. And one of the teams that you will see present this afternoon will be going on to represent Cornwall at the regional finals in Torquay in June.
Now, that competition to get through to the regional finals and hopefully from there go to the national finals was decided by a panel of judges who watched a series of presentations by the three groups.
Good afternoon, I'm Jordan Scotland, Managing Director.
I'm Aaron Pettit, Assistant Managing Director.
I'm Georgia Mudford, Director of Operations.
And I'm Liz O'Neill, Director of Human Resources and the Secretary for our company Prestige.
We established in October 2010 at Nicotero School and currently meet every Wednesday before and after school and occasionally on Fridays.
My name is Rhianne and I'm here with my fellow colleagues Mary, Maddie and Sophie to present our business Zola. Our business consists of 13 Year 10 students from Richard Lander School.
Zola won, and Sophie Bolden is from Zola. What's it feel like to be the winners and going through to the regional finals?
Oh my god, we're just so ecstatic. It's amazing because all our hard work and all that is just all paid off.
The judges did say there's more hard work to come now, isn't there?
Yes, indeed, but we're like so ready for it. Bring it on.
What sort of things are you going to be doing now to actually get ready for the regional finals?
Expanding our products, I guess, and just a lot more to come.
On the judging panel was Ian Taylor of Code Solicitors. Ian, just tell me, what did you think about all of the presentations made today?
Generally, the standard has been extremely high this year, although we'd like to obviously see more schools taking part in this competition. Nonetheless, those that were here on the day have accredited themselves really well. It takes a lot of courage to stand up in front of an audience of both their peers and some of the most important people in the county and give presentations about their own business ideas. And there's been some great innovation shown today.
And why was Zola picked to go through to the regional finals?
We just felt as an overall package that they were very cohesive. It was a team of all girls, as it happened, but they presented themselves very well. They clearly had demarked roles and worked within that, but also overcame some difficulties with communication to make their business really very successful already. And I think their products as well show great innovation and great use of recycling materials, which we're always keen to support.
So it's important for the economy of Cornwall to get lots of new entrepreneurs coming in, and that's obviously part of the remit of Carolyn Rule from the council, and you're in charge of the economy, aren't you, really?
Yes, I am. Economy and regeneration, and yes.
So what sort of importance does this sort of event hold in encouraging youngsters?
It's as you say, I think it's amazing. I mean, Cornwall is full of entrepreneurial spirit, but it's great to see it in the youngsters like this. And I've been out shopping as well. I've just bought myself a sock monkey out there. There's some brilliant stuff going on, and the young people are so enthused. It's terrific, and I think this is just something really good today to actually encourage them to carry on with what they're doing and to support them a little bit.
There's some really inspiring youngsters here. Does that inspire you in a way?
It does, because I mean you've got to have confidence in the future, haven't you, when the young people are coming forward as they are. We've got some amazing people here in Cornwall anyway, adults as well, but to see the younger generation coming forward now is brilliant. It really does your heart good, I think, to see them coming forward like this. And they're not very old, any of them, but they are doing a brilliant job, and they're running little businesses and actually making a profit, which is good. So no, absolutely terrific, and I'm delighted to be able to be here to support them.